Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining me here today. I am Mandy Rosniak, owner of Inner Winning Coaching, and I'm coming to you from Marlborough, Connecticut. Hopefully, wherever you are right now, the weather is as nice as it is here today, because it's certainly not going to be long before those of us living in these cold weather states are going to start feeling that chill of winter moving in. So be sure to get out there, enjoy those beautiful leaves and this fall weather that we've been so blessed with having these past few days. I want to let our listeners know, if they would like to call in to ask a question or make a comment, the number is 646-716-9397. And I look forward to your input or questions because I love the back and forth interaction. So again, that's 646-716-9397. I will be here on Life Coach Radio Network the first and third Friday of each month at 1 p.m. And I'll be talking about everything beyond the skills and drills of sports. We look at topics and issues that make up the person and not the player. I'll have information and content that anyone can learn from. Again, I am Mandy Rosniak. I'm the owner of Inner Winning Coaching, and I'm a life coach who specializes in peak performance, leadership, and transition coaching. My primary focus is working with athletes to help them maximize their peak potential by quieting that negative self-talk, those fears and doubts that hold them back from being their best. We train your brain to up your game so you can live and play fearless, focused, and free. I'm a former Division I head softball coach and a collegiate player, but I decided I wanted to expand my ability to help people achieve their full potential and get greater results, not only in their sport, but in their life. So when I learned about life coaching and I could help people in so many ways that were meaningful to them, I knew it was a perfect match. So I went to a program, the program is called IPEC, that's the name of the school, is IPEC, and that's the Institute for Professional Excellence in Coaching, and I became a certified professional coach in June of 2010, and I've just loved every minute of it. Because of the transformations and results I've seen people make and watching the growth, and there's nothing better than those aha moments. So I'm very happy to be with you here today. And I again want to remind our listeners, if they'd like to call in, ask a question, or make a comment, the number is 646-716-9397. And to get more information on me, you can go to my website, which is coachmandy.com. My email is mandy@coachmandy.com. I'm also on Facebook at Inner Winning Coaching, and also on Twitter at Life Coach Mandy. So today's show is going to be about fundamentals to be fearless, focused, and free. I decided to talk about this today because it's the foundation to all the work I do. It ties together all the various elements which are important to look at and work on to ignite your inner greatness. Athletes and everyone in general have so many variables pulling at them every day that most of the time there's this heightened state of stress. We all have this feeling there's never enough time, like you're going in eight different directions. And for most of us, we're not living the way we want to live. We're getting the most out of ourselves that we know we're capable of getting. I've broken down all the important elements into four categories, which are, number one, who am I? Number two, our thoughts, feelings, and actions, and our energy levels. Number three, how am I showing up? And about conscious choices. And number four, it's about taking action. This is all about looking within and creating an awareness and consciousness to the world you're living in and how you want to be. Do you want to be creating and choosing or tolerating and just allowing what is? So again, I'm going to ask that question. The key here is, do you want to be creating and choosing or tolerating and just allowing what is? So what is living fearless, focused, and free? It's about facing, acknowledging, and releasing the power your fears have over you, which then opens up your possibilities and allows you to dial into more of what you want, to be clear, and give more attention and focus to your wants and desires, creating an opening space within your life so that all the obstacles and hurdles that have held you back are removed, allowing you to be free to follow your passions and live with purpose and ignite your inner greatness. Now, you may have noticed I've talked about igniting your inner greatness or mentioned that a couple times, because to me, that's what it's all about. Life is all about igniting that inner greatness, igniting that flame that's inside of you, or letting that passion out, because we all have it inside of us, but so often we stay small, we live behind our fears, you know, we don't let the best of ourselves out. So that's why you're going to, you know, you hear me reference that, ignite your inner greatness quite a bit, because that's what I believe, and that's what I'm looking to try to do and help people accomplish, is ignite that inner greatness, bring out that passion, and live with purpose. So in living fearless, focused, and free, how do you get there? How do you face those fears? How do you get clear and focused on your wants and desires? And how do you live free? Big question, lots of questions. What are the answers, right? As I stated earlier, it starts with looking at who you are. And how do you begin to answer who you are? If you've listened to any of my shows before, I've talked about values quite a bit, because I think they're very, very important. To me, you got to look at your values. They're the foundations for all you do and all of who you are. It's like the trunk of a tree. It must be firmly established, because everything else branches off from here. Making decisions becomes easy when your feet are firmly planted and you know what you stand for. Now, I do a lot of this work with my athletes, because to me it's important for these athletes to have a good understanding of their values, because just like anyone in any given day, they're faced with constant decisions on and off the field. To me, your character is based on your values, your work ethic, the value you place on team and community, your integrity. All of who you are and what you can expect from yourself starts with understanding and knowing your values. A good way to get an idea, how can I figure out what are my values? You can go out there online, Google values, and you can find any number of lists will come up with values, characteristics, things like that. And what you can basically do is look at those sheets, go down the list, and pick out 10 or 15 things that really, really stand out for you, that really you know, speak to you, and look at what's important to you in your life. And then what you do, when you look at those values, you've got those 10 or 15 picked out, then take a look at how are you living those values. Are you living that way? Are you standing up to them? And just a real simple, fun one here is, say fun is a value for you, fun and enjoyment. Are you having fun and enjoyment in your life? So that's a really, really important thing to look at, but that's one way you can sort of look at and identify your values. So once you have an idea on what's important to you and you have your foundation, you can begin to explore vulnerability and authenticity, which I believe go hand in hand. I don't feel that you could have one without the other. Vulnerability is so very important because, as author Brené Brown's research has taught, she defines it as, it's about being honest with how we feel, about our fears, about what we need, and asking for what we need. So that's really, really important, understanding what we need, and I think the harder task is then asking for what we need. When you begin to be vulnerable and you ask those questions and live openly, you then can't help but live authentically. Like I said, I believe they go hand in hand. Being authentic is living with no agenda other than to be who you truly are and who you are from deep in your core. Now, obviously, we're already talking about finding out your who, and you can't live authentically until you kind of know who that is. But if you've taken a look at your values and you've started to understand vulnerability and looked at those questions about your fears and what you need and asking for what you need, then you're going to start to develop this better sense of self, which will help you in this piece with authenticity. So authenticity is also about being in the moment and living without ego. Ego is probably one of the greatest obstacles that stops us on a daily and regular basis. Our ego is what gets in our way, what starts to jump up when somebody says something to us, when we take something personally, when maybe something hasn't quite gone our way. It's our ego that gets into, that gets in our way and interferes with us. So again, authenticity is very important because it's about being in the moment and living without ego. Now, this all sounds easy, right? Well, in theory, yes, and with practice, yes. But it's staying aware and open to the questions of being honest with how we feel, opening to our fears, and realize they are thoughts we allow to hold us captive. I'll say that again. In order to be able to help us with the practice, it's about opening to our fears, realize they are thoughts that we allow to hold us captive. And just remember, fears, all they are false evidence appearing real. Fears are things that are really in our minds. They're not exactly something that's real or tangible. It's usually just the things that, again, we're making up. So, again, fears are false evidence appearing real. So it's only in our minds that hold us here. And once we can recognize this and own our values, be vulnerable, and live authentically, you'll be headed down the path to fearless, focused, and free. So then what's next? Now it's about exploring and understanding that your thoughts create your feelings and lead you to your actions and how your energy levels affect all of that and that they're all interconnected. Here is where we need to look at overcoming adversity and accountability, which means we need to address negative self-talk, doubts, second-guessing, looking at our stress. How do our perceptions, beliefs, and attitudes affect our energy levels? This is where a lot of the junk comes up. This is where a lot of that stuff that keeps us bound up inside, that keeps us tied down, comes from. This is when we really have to start to tap into our awareness and consciousness and noticing many of the following. How much of our lives are we living in the past or projecting out into the future? Are you always talking about, I remember when, or when she did this to me, or he said that, or I can't believe this happened then? Take a look at that, living in the past. Or are you always so far out in the future, you're not connected to where you are now? Usually when you're out in the future, a lot of times it's tied to worries. A lot of times it's tied to thinking about, worrying about, wondering what's going to happen. So again, how much of your lives are living in the past, or are you projecting out into the future? Can you let what has happened go? Can you take ownership for the actions you have taken? Will you be proactive towards your future, or are you going to remain reactive to your circumstances? Do you blame others and live your life being a victim to your circumstances? Or do you try to take care of yourself and others and understand you are completely responsible for all that happens to you? Do you get angry with yourself and everyone? Or do you try to look for opportunities in all that happens? Being able to know how your thoughts, feelings, and actions and how your energy affects all you do, that overcoming adversity and being accountable will continue to move you forward. You will continue to release the energy that holds you back from being able to live a free life. And that energy that we're talking about, it's about victim energy, it's about anger energy, it's about blaming others. And those are all the catabolic and negative energies that, that hold us back. But can you look and live in such a way that you look to create opportunities? Do you look to try to find win-win in what's out there before you? Do you try to help others, and are you a caregiver and wanting to be able to help others to become better and all those kinds of things? So those are where some of the aspects in regards to understanding where your energy is coming from and where these thoughts and feelings get created. As you continue to release the energy that holds you back from being able to live a free life, that's when you're going to, again, be able to start to release, move forward, and live with less of the things that bog you down, less of the things that hold you back. Understanding that you have to live life looking through the windshield and not the rearview mirror. And here's a great quote by former NFL player Alex Karras that fits really well. to what I've been talking about here. Toughness is in the soul and spirit, not in the muscles. So I'd like you to think about that. So many times we think, build ourselves up on the outside, because that's what everybody sees. That's where it's what it's all about. But really, toughness is in the soul and spirit, not in the muscles. It has to be about what's going on inside of you, the toughness that's going on inside of you, the building up of inside of you, not what people see on the outside. Understanding that your thoughts, actions, and feelings, you're fully responsible for all of that. I don't know if you've ever heard the expression or the phrasing that nobody can make you feel anything. Nobody can make you react to anything. And that's a really, really hard concept for a lot of people to really grasp sometimes, but it's true. When something happens to you, when there's thoughts, when there's things that are going on, and you say, oh, I can't believe she said this, she did that, and you get all tied up, I can't believe they made me feel this way. Well, understand in doing that, you're actually allowing them inside of you and to feel that way. You're allowing it. You are choosing to have those feelings. That's where those thoughts, feelings, and actions get all connected. Your energy levels connect to that, because are you living with victim energy? Are you living with anger? Or are you going to live with win-win? Are you going to be living with opportunity? Are you going to be looking for creativity? So that's a good understanding of how your thoughts, actions, and feelings really are all connected. So I'd like to just take a quick moment, take a little break here, and let some of the listeners know of some upcoming shows we have in our Life Coach Radio Network empire that we have here. On the Life Coach Radio Network upcoming shows, we have this Sunday, October 6th at 9 p.m., we have Mark My Words with Life Coach and Business Coach Mark Shaw. Tuesday, October 8th at noon, we have Fund to Fortunes, Entrepreneur Startup Success with Coach Jeff. On Thursday, October 10th at noon, we have Gaining Perspective with Andrea Ruckelman. And then on our International Life Coach Radio Network, one of the sister stations, tomorrow, Saturday, October 5th at noon, we have Fly Conversation with Life Coach Annette Johnson. And we also have a third station, Life Coach Chat Channel. So please join us and check out all of our channels and all the upcoming shows that we have. And again, I would like to let our listeners know, if they would like to call in, the number is 646-716-9397. So now we've taken a look at finding out who you are and why it's important to understand how your thoughts, feelings, and actions and energy levels affect your daily life. So what's next? Now it's about conscious choices and how you are showing up. It's about addressing your leadership skills, your confidence, your focus, and your motivation and drive. I'm actually going to start with confidence. And here's a great quote that sets the tone. Know yourself and you will win all battles. Chinese proverb by Lao Tzu, and I apologize if I totally butchered that. Again, it's know yourself and you will win all battles. And we've already been talking about getting to know ourselves, looking at our who, living authentically, being vulnerable. And I said, now we're moving on to these other aspects, conscious choices, and how you're showing up. So once we've identified our values and live from an authentic self, we then develop this strong sense of confidence. Because we have this stronger sense of self, we have this core belief in ourselves because we know who we are. We believe in who we are, and we can walk the walk because we come from that place of authenticity. With greater confidence, we will stand taller, present ourselves better, and we will quiet the negative self-talk, fears, and doubts that plague us when we aren't confident. They may still be there, but now we won't listen. I'm sure everyone can identify with those moments and times when, you know, maybe we've felt really, really confident about something, and you understand and notice sort of like a greater presence of yourself, a greater presence that you present. You walk into the room and you can sort of feel yourself show up differently. And that's exactly what we're talking about here. And once we've sort of tapped into our confidence, we've worked through all these other areas, we feel we've got the more confidence, it's going to shift us into our leadership. It's going to shift us towards being a better leader. Leadership is not so much about leading others, but really, how do you lead yourself? It's time to stop standing on the sidelines and get in the game. Our ability to be a better leader for ourselves, and then in our ability to lead others, will come as we continue to build on what we have already discussed. Because it's all a building process. You do the other work, you get to know yourself, your values, how your thoughts, actions, and feelings affect you. You learn to live being vulnerable and live authentically. As you can see here, everything builds together and everything ties together. One of the things to understand is confidence and leadership, all these kinds of things, there are these different intangibles. And I believe you have to look at, again, the values, the vulnerability, the authenticity, because that builds you into your place of confidence. It's hard to be confident if you haven't gone down these other roads and looked at these other factors. It's hard to be a good leader if you haven't looked at those things and if you're not confident. So when you looked at all that, you've taken a picture of it, you have a better idea of who you are. Now you have this greater awareness, so now you can understand how you're showing up in the world. And we can lead ourselves with conviction and strength. Being a leader is exploring how to turn the assets we've established and learn about our energy and how to best use it to keep us moving forward in a positive manner. I must have baseball on the mind. The Red Sox coming on today at 3 o'clock, I believe, is first pitch, somewhere around there. So I apologize. So energy is about getting to just know ourselves better and moving forward in a positive manner. A great quote by John C. Maxwell is, a leader is one who knows the way, goes the way, and shows the way. And that all starts with yourself. Right now, we could really get into leadership, talk about what's going on down in Washington, and talking about, you know, the fact that it's about coming together. It's about being able to blend your thoughts and feelings and your ideas and ideals and be able to working with other people. So again, a leader is one who knows the way, goes the way, and shows the way. So once we've talked about confidence, we develop our sense of confidence, we feel we have a better idea of who we are, where we are, we feel strong in our leadership abilities, our leadership skills. Next, we move on to focus and visualization. Because once we start to clear our minds of the clutter that holds us back from letting out our best, then we have the ability to focus. A quote by Brian Tracy that really sums up focus and why it's so important. He says, "The key to success is to focus our conscious mind on things we desire, not things we fear." Here comes that great fear word coming up again, right? Fear seems to jump around, be around, something that shows up in our lives all the time. So the key to success is to focus our conscious minds on things we desire, not the things we fear. So our ability to concentrate on the tasks at hand and what's before us will be more clear with less distraction, doubts, and fears. We lose focus when our thoughts are based on the past or based on the future, which I talked about earlier. When we get too far out ahead or we stay stuck in the past, that's where we're going to get ourselves in trouble. When our thoughts are about anywhere other than where we are in the present moment, that's when we're going to be stuck. So having established your values, living authentically, being more confident, and tapping into your leadership skills all clear this path to be very present and attentive to the task at hand. Our ability to create and then be able to clear the path we want to take, the ability to dial into what we want, and the ability to concentrate and focus gives us drive to accomplish our goals and live and be how we want to be, which naturally moves us and frees our motivation and drive. So I hope as you're listening here, you can hear how all of these begin to tie together. All things that you can look at any given time independently, but all things that if you work on them, look at them, tie them all together, see how they're interrelated, how they're interconnected, will all continue to be building blocks to move you forward towards that living fearless, focused, and free. Now understand, natural ability is God-given. Work ethic, our attitudes, and our mental makeup can be trained. Motivation and drive can now be the priority for where we are because it has to come from within the core. You hear a lot about people talking about motivation, motivation, motivation. This today is what I'm trying to do is help you get motivated. There's motivational speakers, there's books, there's all sorts of things, there's quotes. We all have them hanging up. We have them coming into our phones. We use them to help us spark ourselves, to keep us driving, moving forward. But it has to come from inside. It has to come from within the core first. External motivation is great. We need those boosts every once in a while. But understand that it can only last so long. A lot of times with athletes, you'll hear coaches talk a lot about players that are internally motivated. The player that shows up and that they don't have to tell them to work harder. They don't have to tell them to do extra reps. They do the extra workouts. They do the running on their own without being told what they have to do. Internal motivation is going to be that factor, is going to be that drive that pushes you when no one's looking. And really, isn't that what it's all about? Our integrity, our values, again, it's about who we are when no one's looking. That's the person you're looking at in the mirror, is the person that you should see that is the same whether you're in a room full of people or when no one else is there. And that's why I believe motivation is so important, that it has to come from the core. But motivation needs space to be able to flourish. Many times we're motivated, but it's actually acting and reacting more out of fear than it is out of positive, sincere drive. Motivation and drive are about giving everything you have, working through the stages and process, and know you can't control the outcome. But it doesn't matter because it's about the effort. When you focus on the outcome, which you have no control over, the only thing you can control is the effort that you give. The outcome takes care of itself. That's where we can get lost, because your peace is the effort. Your peace is the attitude. So understand that. You focus on the outcome, you're going to get lost. You're going to forget about the little things. You're not going to focus on the process. You're not going to focus on the details. And there again, that's where that internal motivation has to come. You have to come from inside. You have to come from working on the little details and not be focused on the outcome, but focused on the process and the effort. And when you're fearless and focused, now you can be free, which intensifies this motivation because it's coming from an anabolic energy versus a catabolic energy. And basically what the difference of those two are is anabolic energy is an energy that's building, it's positive, it makes you come from a place of strength, where catabolic energy tears you down. It's the kind of energy that can suck the life out of a room, suck the life out of yourself. So understand that when you're coming from a positive internal motivation, that's coming from an anabolic energy versus a catabolic energy. External motivation can sometimes be catabolically driven because of potentially what you're wanting to gain from what you're doing. Internally motivated, it's about the effort, it's about putting it into action, and it's about giving it your best and taking it from there. True motivation is driven by inspiration, which will always lead you down a positive road and usually towards the successes that you're looking for. So we've looked at values, vulnerability, and authenticity. We've looked at overcoming adversity, accountability, leadership, confidence, focus, and motivation and drive. So what's left to living fearless, focused, and free? It's about setting our intentions and goals, and then taking action. A great quote by the Dalai Lama really sets the tone for your intentions and setting goals. And it says, in order to carry a positive action, we must develop here a positive vision. Kind of like that phrase, if you don't know where you're going, how are you going to get there? When you look at, work on, and understand how you tick and how all the previous points are also connected, now you can be clear on setting your intentions and goals for what you want and where you're going. You will have a clearer vision of what's driving you and what you want, and it will come from a place of choice. And that's a lot of what we're talking about here, coming from a place of choice, from a place of you being in charge instead of life being in charge of you. This will lead to more sound decisions and appropriate and obtainable goals. Now, why do I say appropriate and obtainable? It's great to all have, we all have goals, we all have dreams, and yeah, everything out there is something that we can have. We should never sell ourselves short on what we can accomplish and what we can set forward to ourselves. But we have to understand and make sound decisions on what is appropriate for us and what is truly obtainable. And you need to be free to set clear intentions which can lead you to goal completion. Because goals need to be measurable. Setting clear intentions will set you down that proper course towards those goals. And what do I mean about setting intentions? It's very easy to just throw down on a piece of paper, to just say out loud, here's my goal. But setting an intention is sort of goes to a deeper place. It goes to a deeper base as to what it is you're looking to do. When you set an intention for yourself, you're going to be looking at all the different ways of how you're living your life now that are moving you forward and towards what that ultimate goal might be. In order to obtain a certain goal, you might need to change something you're doing within your life presently, and you have to set that intention. You have to set down the base, set the plan for how you're going to get to that goal. So you set the clear intentions, which send you down that proper course towards those goals. Then once you've established those goals, it's time to take action. Action is the last piece, the last step, because until you know who you are, what you want, and how you show up, or where you want to go, you won't be able to take positive action. And so many people, where they get stuck is in taking the action. Life coaching is all about taking action. Life coaching is all about helping people look at and develop the strategies and understand about taking action. It's why it's such an exciting field and something, and why I'm so excited to be doing this, because, like I said, action is where so many people get stuck. If we've done all the work and we've gotten, looked at all these different factors, authenticity, vulnerability, we know our values, we feel more confident, we feel we lead ourselves better, we're making better decisions, we're motivated, we're driven, all these great things. We have these great sets of goals. But now, here's the drum roll, here becomes the time, now it's time to put it into action. Like I said, action can sometimes be that piece that cripples most people, that holds most people back, because it's that step forward. It's the making the phone call. It's the having the tough conversation. It's quitting the job and going after the career that you really want. It's walking away from a relationship. It's all those kinds of things that now it's time where we've been talking about it, now it's time to do it. So now when we can take action to accomplish, to be, or do whatever it is we most desire, that's when we're really going to start to feel that fearless, focused, and free. That's when all of this other work is going to come back and we're going to gain the rewards. We've set a clear path. We've cleared the road for us to travel down to these continued and sustainable success. Taking action is this last step, because until we've created that solid base, and you've developed those stepping stones towards being, towards doing, and having all the success you want, taking action would be a lot of wasted time. So it goes twofold. If you take action before you do the work, you know, maybe you're one of those people who, you know, dives right in and you act before you think. Nothing wrong with that. But sometimes you'll find yourself having to backtrack and then, you know, kind of go back and restart over and look back and retrace your steps and do it all over again. You have to understand that if you're the other kind of person, that you talk about it, you think about it, you plan it, you go through all the steps and take no action, they can work in both ways. So taking action, though, is, again, that final positive important step. So if you go to take action before you worked on all those steps, it can be a lot of wasted time, because it can be like driving to a destination with no GPS and no directions. You may be headed in the right direction, and then you may be going in circles. So that's where making sure you do the work before you take action is so important. But at this point, you've built the roadmap towards your destination of success. Taking action is being proactive. It's about empowerment. It's about doing and not just wanting. Life is action. It's about doing even one little thing that moves you forward towards the life you want, towards living your purpose, towards living your passion. Taking action and doing is showing up and living free, because you no longer let the fears and doubts hold you back. Now, I know I've discussed a lot of information here today, but I did want to share all these factors that are the fundamentals to be able to live fearless, focused, and free. Individually, they are all very important within our lives. But when you integrate them, you address all of them, and you use them as building blocks, you realize it's a connected process. As championship basketball coach Phil Jackson states, the ideal way to win a championship is step by step. And that's what we've talked about here today. We've talked about looking at all these components, looking at all these factors. For some, you maybe start at the top. You got to work your way through. You got to look at all these little things. Maybe fear. Fear is usually that big thing. Out there in life, there's really two things. There's fear and there's love. Most people live from a state of fear. Most people are living from that place of catabolic energy, that place that is holding them back, that is coming from a place of building them down from worry. So you take a look at all these, and they're all building blocks. And again, as I said, the way to live fearless, focused, and free is step by step. Living fearless, focused, and free, it's facing, acknowledging, and releasing the power your fears have over you, which opens up your possibilities for you to have more of what you want, so you can be clear and you can give more attention and focus to your wants and desires. That's the big key there, your wants and desires. Do you know what they are? Do you know what you want? Do you know what you desire? Creating and opening space within your life so that all the obstacles and hurdles that have held you back are removed, allowing you to be free, to follow your passions, and live with purpose and ignite your inner greatness. So I just want to repeat all that. Living fearless, focused, and free is facing, acknowledging, and releasing the power your fears have over you, which opens up your possibilities for you to have more of what you want, to be clear, and give more attention and focus to your wants and desires, creating and opening space within your life so that all the obstacles and hurdles that have held you back are removed, allowing you to be free to follow your passions and live with purpose and ignite your inner greatness. To me, that's what it's all about, living fearless, focused, and free. And so often, when people are out there every day, the question that we're really looking at also is, I also ask, why do we do what we do every day? For most of us, it's because we want to make more money. We want to make a difference, to have nice things, to give back, and quite simply, we want to be successful. But what does it mean to be successful? I bet if you asked five people, you could get five different answers. In the dictionary, success is defined as the achievement of something desired, planned, or attempted, a favorable outcome, or the gaining of fame or prosperity. In the world of athletics, success is usually defined as winning or losing. Very clear. This week, we've had several managers and coaches out there, baseball managers and football coaches, who've lost their jobs strictly because of winning and losing. So if success is defined as winning or losing, that's fine if that's your definition. And if you relate it to the above-mentioned definition, something desired, planned, or attempted, you'd have to agree because no athlete or team ever sets out to lose, sets out to fail. They enter the games with the desire, plan, and attempt to win. Yet if we're only deemed successful when we win, then aren't we undermining all the hard work, efforts, dedication, the blood, sweat, and tears of the ones who come up short? Does the 1 point difference that was gained with no time remaining automatically make one team more successful and the other a failure? Well, actually it does if we look at the definition of failure, which is lack of success. But unfortunately, when you're dealing with human beings, emotions, attitudes, efforts, thoughts, and actions, to simply state win and you succeed and lose you fail, to me it's just too simplistic because of all the factors or parameters that go into that win-loss, success-fail model. That's why I believe it's important that you have a personal definition of success. You need to have an understanding of how or what makes you successful. Otherwise, there may be times that you have these great efforts, great accomplishments that go unnoticed strictly due to a limited definition. It's really important because being successful and self-esteem are so closely related. And with everything we've already been talking about, about being able to live fearless, focused, and free, self-esteem is tied to coming down to our value again. What's that value we place on ourselves? So understand it's also very, very important with this whole concept of living fearless, focused, and free and looking at everything we've talked about, your values, your authenticity, your vulnerability, your confidence, that you also have a personal definition of success. Understand what success means to you. Understand how you would define success. Because without your own personal definition of success, as we've been talking about here, you win, you succeed, you fail, you lose. And unfortunately, I believe if you're doing that for too long, you're going to end up feeling more of a failure than you are a success. And I believe it's all tied into all the factors we've been talking about. Living fearless, focused, and free is about you having a sound definition of who you are, how you define success, what are your goals, and then taking action. So I would like to really thank you today for joining me on today's show. I would love to talk more about this if anybody is interested in learning more. And again, I'm Mandy Rosniak with Inner Winning Coaching. I can be reached at CoachMandy.com. My email is Mandy@CoachMandy.com. I am also on Facebook at Inner Winning Coaching and also on Twitter at Life Coach Mandy. So again, thank you for joining me here today to learn about fearless, focused, and free, the fundamentals that I believe that will get you there, and understanding that it's about who am I, understanding your thoughts, feelings, and actions, making conscious choices and how are you showing up, and then taking action. I will be on air again Friday, October 18th at 1 p.m. And coming up on Life Coach Radio Network, the upcoming shows are Mark My Words with Life and Business Coach Mark Shaw. He will be on Sunday, October 6th at 9 p.m. And then on Tuesday, October 8th at noon, will be Fund to Fortune's Entrepreneur Startup Success Success with Coach Jeff. And then on Thursday, October 10th at noon, is Gaining Perspective with Andrea Ruckelman. And on our sister station, International Life Coach Radio Network, we have Fly Conversation with Life Coach Annette Johnson, and that will be tomorrow, Saturday, October 5th at noon. And please also check out our other sister station, Life Coach Chat Channel. As I said, my next show will be Friday, October 18th, and I look forward to you joining me. And in the coming weeks, I'm going to be doing shows on such topics as athletes and eating disorders, looking at today's athlete, and are they really different? And also a big one on youth sports. Are we developing a generation of everyone gets a trophy mentality? And how is that going to affect the generation of kids coming up and their ability to understand and cope with not everything always goes, you know, the way you hope it would? So, again, those will be some of the topics I will have coming up in the near future. And I will leave with you one more time my definition of living fearless, focused, and free, because I hope you're going to go out there and live a fearless, focused, and free life. But that is, living fearless, focused, and free is facing, acknowledging, and releasing the power your fears have over you, which opens up your possibilities for you to have more of what you want, to be clear, and give more attention and focus to your wants and desires, creating and opening space within your life so that all the obstacles and hurdles that have held you back are removed, allowing you to be free, to follow your passions, and live with purpose and ignite your inner greatness. Because that's what I want from everyone here. I want you to go out there and ignite that inner greatness. Let that you that's inside of you out. Let out your best self. Live big. Get out from the shadows. Go out there and be all you could be. So again, I want to thank you for joining me here today. I'm Coach Mandy Rosniak of Inner Winning Coaching. Again, you can reach me at www.coachmandy.com. That's my website. You could also email me at mandy@coachmandy.com, on Facebook at Inner Winning Coaching, or on Twitter at Life Coach Mandy. And again, thank you for joining me here today, and I look forward to having you with me on Friday, October 18th at 1 p.m., and you can join me with my guest as we're going to be talking about athletes and eating disorders. Thank you. Have a great day. Go enjoy the beautiful weather that we're having. And go live fearless, focused, and free.